Well, good morning and God bless. Today, I'd like to share about opening our hearts to live in the world of the miraculous. So as I put together this sharing, I really wanted to discuss the topic of miracles, primarily by citing some examples and comparing and contrasting the miracles of the Bible to the miracles of today. But Father said, not right now, and not in that way, son. I want you to stay on the point of the heart and how it can open you to live in the world of the miraculous. So, of course, I said, thy will be done, Father. Let's do this thing. For most of my life, I've lived in the technical world, basically in my head. I've always been fascinated by how things are put together and how they work, how they tick, how they function. I was never really a good student in school, but I had a never-ending passion for learning. So my focus, somewhat regrettably, was never on scholastic excellence, like many of my peers. It was more on a fascination of how things work and coming up with technical solutions to problems. So, by the time I surrendered my heart to Christ in around, I think it was the fall of 1993, if I remember correctly, I had come to the realization that most everyone around me really had no answers to this thing called life. Even well-intending believers whom I knew at the time of my life were somewhat clueless and were trying to figure it out too. However, what I could sense was that these believers were closer to the source of answers than non-believers. A key differentiating quality that was a strong part of my makeup was that although I was quite bent towards the technical, my heart was open to the inexplainable. And that has been the primary gateway for God to reach me. The Word of God says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. You see, my soul needed God, and every pore in my body was looking and yearning for him. And although my brain had not caught up to that truth, my heart knew it all along. It wasn't until that fateful day in the fall of 93, when I dropped to my knees in my living room and accepted Christ Jesus as my Savior, that I realized all of the miracles Father God had done throughout my life. Because it was the Holy Spirit activated in me that brought me back to prior events that had led me to that moment of acceptance. And once I recalled, and this recollection was either dreams or throughout the days, each of those prior events, as the months started to unfold, it was those Holy Spirit promptings that revealed to my brain what God in Jesus was doing all along. You see, God showed me his work of grace my entire life, to shield me from death and destruction. And that truth entered my heart via the Holy Spirit so my brain could recognize what had been accomplished in Christ Jesus. In Psalm 61, David sang, O God, listen to my cry, hear my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I cry to you for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety. For you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. In our overwhelm, it's our heart that cries out to God for help. Our heart seeks refuge and safety, where we can be protected from harm in every way, at any time. All of us make our supplications from our hearts, whether we do it consciously or subconsciously. And that's why our brain is usually the one who arrives late to the party. Mine especially. Most of the time, that is. How many times have you needed to have or accomplish something that is hugely important to you, and you've been led to, either directly or indirectly, a person, place, or thing that has produced a phenomenal solution? Then as time passes by and the smoke clears, you suddenly start to piece together these pieces of the puzzle. Your brain starts to piece these things together. And you're stunned that the solution far exceeded anything you could have ever come up with on your own. I mean, that happens to me a lot. Well, I would only have to say, welcome to the world of the miraculous. The miracles that we read about in the Bible are no different than the miracles that happen every single day in this day and time. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22, people of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. In Acts chapter 8, verse 13, then Simon himself believed and was baptized. He began following Philip wherever he went, and he was amazed by the signs and great miracles Philip performed. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. Now, that's not just unique to the scriptures. That is available today, each and every day. When we open our hearts to receive the goodness of God and our risen Lord Jesus Christ, we are opening to the world of possibilities, a world in which every molecule must obey the laws established by its creator, God, and must obey you and I just like they obeyed and still obey our Lord and Messiah, Christ Jesus. Is your mind blown yet? Because I know mine is. Yeah, that's right. All of creation must obey you and I when we are fulfilling our Heavenly Father's will and are believing His desires will come to pass. So you may ask, how in the world am I going to know that? Well, Jesus said in John 14, verses 12 through 21, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Verse 15, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Which for us, he meant right now, today, because we have Holy Spirit within us when we have accepted Christ Jesus as our Savior and make him our Lord. In verse 18, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. In verse 22, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with the same name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied in verse 23, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, as my representative, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. He's leaving us with a gift of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. You see, we have peace of mind and heart given to us as a gift by our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we are instructed of that truth each and every day by the Holy Spirit, which teaches us everything and reminds us of everything that Jesus, our Lord, has told us. When we are in alignment with the Holy Spirit instruction, and we are obeying our Lord and Savior's desires for our lives, we should expect to be experiencing the world of the miraculous in every capacity, because for God, no miracle is too small. One of the activities that's really helped me tremendously in remembering miracles, especially the miracles that I've experienced in each and every day, is through journaling. It's an easy but phenomenal way to keep track of and remember what God has accomplished on my behalf in Jesus' name. It helps me to rekindle my faith, especially when I'm feeling down, confused, sad, frustrated, you name it. It helps me to regroup and tap into the workings of the Holy Spirit within me so that I can pivot from a heart and mind filled with distraction to a heart and mind of interaction with my risen Lord and my Heavenly Father. After all, They're always patiently waiting to energize my relationship with just a thought or an urging. Father has taught me that there is no miracle too small to him, and that he desires to bring blessings to his children always and forever. We're the ones who either forget, refuse, or don't even think to ask him. In Psalm 84, verses 10 through 12, we're reminded, a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. We should continually turn our hearts towards God's goodness and grace so that we can experience living in the miraculous in the here and now. We should also trust the Holy Spirit promptings and develop a fine-tuning of knowing through practice what those promises feel like to each of us individually, so that we do not stand in the way of the promises that God has made to all of us and has confirmed through the words of our Messiah and Lord Jesus. I challenge myself and anyone who wishes to participate to start journaling at the end of each day for the next 30 days by simply writing down 1 to 3 small miracles that God performed today. You can write it in a journal or simply mark it on your phone calendar, someplace where you can go back and review at a later time. You see, as I put together this sharing, God worked in my heart that we humans are really good at remembering the big miracles he's performed in our lives, but we easily gloss over the daily miracles that are truly the substance of our lives. I believe that just like Jesus said in John 14, verse 17, the Holy Spirit, which leads us into all truth, is going to remind you and I of more than 1 to 3 miracles that have occurred daily, that our brains will have easily forgotten, but our hearts received and rejoiced at the moment they occurred. At the end of the 30 days, I believe my mind will be in much greater alignment with my heart, having been led by the Holy Spirit that lives within me into all truth. The benefit of this exercise is so that each of us who participates will be able to hone in a new habit pattern of dialing into the promptings of the Holy Spirit without any obstruction or hesitation. And since our heart is the gateway to our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then our heart can be healed by the Holy Spirit. So what are some of the benefits that can be produced by this journaling challenge? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, it says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Clarity of heart and mind that permits us to see God and his perfect work in our lives is a great benefit. Would you agree? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. You see, our hearts will realign to our heavenly treasures so we may experience true joy now. I'm all for that. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 35, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. So we can produce good things from the treasures of our good hearts as God reveals himself within us. By acknowledging on a daily basis the miracles that God produces through Christ Jesus, we are infused with inner healing power that transcends this earth and takes us from the realm of heaven, takes us into the realm of heaven, which is our source and power. The Holy Spirit working within us transforms us as we begin to receive in our hearts the true power and might that lives within us. It guides us to put into motion that which God has desired for each and every one of us individually and collectively to fulfill his glory on earth as it is in heaven. That's why when Jesus was asked, "Lord, how should we pray?" He specifically said in Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" He's talking about us. He's talking about us there. And God, our heavenly Father, is going to give our Holy Spirit so much more to those who ask. That's a law established by Father God for each of us who ask. It is facilitated by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is guaranteed by his blood shed at Calvary. So start this very instant writing down somewhere, anywhere, at least 1 to 3 daily miracles, no matter how small, over the next 30 days. And let's see the work that our Heavenly Father can do to our hearts through the Holy Spirit as he changes us from within to will and to do of his good pleasure. In closing, I'd like to say that God's miracles are just as phenomenal today as they have always been. And they are not only available as a source of protection and provision, but as a living testament that our Heavenly Father, by our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, desires to nurture and protect our hearts, and does so because he lives in the world of the miraculous, and we can too. May God bless you and reveal to you His divine exceptional plan for your life. Amen.